Joined right now by an NFL draft prospect. He is a quarterback who has played the last two seasons for the Oregon Ducks. After starting his career with Auburn, he was the 2023 Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Year. He was a first-team All-Pac-12 selection. He finished third in last year's Heisman Trophy voting, set all sorts of Oregon records. He appears courtesy of new Old Spice Total Body Deodorant. He is Bo Nix. Bo, good to have you on the program. Bo, what's up? How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me today.
It's good to have you, Bo. So the draft is now 2 days away. I'm curious, what is your mindset and how you feeling emotionally as you get ready to find out who's going to select you and where you're going to continue your career?
Yeah, I'm really excited. There's not much left that I can do. The hay's kind of in the barn now, but they just have to make their decisions. And whatever happens, I'm going to be confident in it and believe that the Lord has me there for a reason.
Bo Nix joining us. You know, Bo, we've all been mock drafted to death. I'm curious, do you check out to see what other people are saying and what the speculation is, or do you make sure to see as little of that as possible?
I try to see as little as possible. There's, many mock drafts every year, and, it may get a few of them right, but nobody really knows until the draft gets going and everybody starts making their decisions because, most people keep their information quiet and not a lot of it gets out. So, we obviously know a few guys that are going to go in spots, but there's no, guarantees or for sure. So I don't think there's really a reason to look too much into it. And, it'll just cause too much unadded, pressure and anxiety that really you can't even control. And most of it's not even going to happen. So from that, point of view, we go through it every year, at Oregon, Coach Lanning would always show us the mock drafts and then, show us what actually happened, and it's crazy the amount that's changed.
Bo Nix joining us. I agree with you 100%. Like, to your point, everybody is playing poker this time of year. Let me ask you this. Did you get any sense from any team that you're the one they want, that if you're still on the board, they're taking you?
Well, yeah, I got a great sense from every team that I met with. We had great talk, and they were very polite and very, easygoing and easy to talk to. So I think they give off that impression to many guys that they talk to. I think they, want to keep everything on the table and keep everything open.
Talking to Bo Nix. Bo, I'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who's had the college experience that you had at Auburn and Oregon, in addition to a bunch of records that I could have mentioned that I didn't. But you set a bunch of records at Oregon. You also set the NCAA career mark for most starts by a quarterback with 61 in your career. Do you think then that you're the most pro-ready quarterback in this talented draft class?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily the most, because there's other guys that are that have achieved, remarkable achievements. But I definitely think, I'm, as prepared or, tied up with those guys. But I have prepared a lot, have gone through a lot of college experiences, seen about as much football as you can before this level. So whatever team, does draft me, I feel, definitely like I've been through a lot and going to be able to take that to the next level, and it's only going to help me.
So, Bo, you mentioned Dan Lanning. I love the guy. It's a big, big Dan Lanning house here. You and he went 22-5. You won a pair of bowl games in your two seasons at Eugene. What are your biggest takeaways from your time with him?
Well, yeah, he was incredible. He was a relentless coach when it came to preparation, and he was always trying to find the next big thing. He was always trying to find an edge up on our competition. So, whether it was, a team that we should beat by a lot or a team that's going to be a tough game, we prepared about the same for every single one. He always had something for us to gain an edge that week. We always had a key, either phrase or something that we were focusing on, to keep us engaged throughout the season. And I always felt like we just never overlooked opponents. So he's an extreme competitor. He's relentless when it comes to his work, and I truly believe he'll win a championship at Oregon before he's done.
Bo Nix joining us. Bo, this is interesting. Much is made of the fact that you turned 24 in February, which means you're the same age as Zach Wilson, who's already played three NFL seasons and was traded yesterday. Some draft analysts have listed your age as, quote, a concern because they might prefer a younger prospect with a longer pro runway. Let me flip that. Why do you think that coming into the league in your mid-20s is a positive thing?
Quite frankly, I played five seasons in college, played 5 years of high school football. So You know, I've played about as much football as you can to get ready for this next adventure. But, you know, age is a number, and, you know, runways are up to guys who take care of their body. And, you know, I'm glad they didn't put an age limit on Tom Brady, or we wouldn't have seen greatness. So, you know, that's for them to – I mean, they can turn all they want. That's neither here nor there. But it's up to me and whatever franchise I go to make, you know, the most out of my career. And I'm excited about the opportunity. I think with my experience has come a lot of growth to where I've maybe further ahead than what most guys are, you know, going into the league at this point. But, yeah, I'm excited. I've seen a lot of experiences. And also, you know, I started playing football in seventh grade, so I gained some experience on the front end thanks to my dad. So I'm ready to roll with, you know, however long I'm able to play.
You are a coach's son, no doubt about that. And your dad was a great player as well. You've teamed up with new Old Spice Total Body Deodorant. What are the details? And what was the experience like of shooting an Old Spice commercial that also featured Mark Sanchez and Fred Warner?
Yeah, so the commercial experience was great. You know, it was fun to be around Fred and Mark, as well as Jackson. You know, we had a great time on set, and it was really fun to present the Old Spice new Total Body Deodorant. You know, it delivers 24/7 freshness, and, you know, it's for total body, so it's for all overs from pits to toes. And, you know, I think the most important thing is, you know, 50% of guys worry about their body odor, you know, beyond their armpits. And especially in the locker room, you get guys that may be a little self-conscious about that. And, you know, Old Spice has given us a deodorant now that will, you know, help with that. And so that's really important to note, and just really excited to partner with Old Spice. And I feel like it's a great opportunity, and just really fun, you know, getting this product out.
Obviously, appearing courtesy of Old Spice today and getting ready for the upcoming NFL draft, he set Oregon records throwing for over 4,500 yards as well as 45 TDs. He set an NCAA record for highest single-season completion percentage rate at over 77.5%. He is Bo Nix. Bo, it's great to visit with you. Good luck at the draft. I'd love to run you down after you find out where you're going to live and work.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate you, Bo. Thank you for your time. Bo Nix joining us.